It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Treasury Department goes to what you might call yellow alert with the debt ceiling upon us. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government expects to hit its upper limit on borrowing today. It will then start what the Treasury Department calls extraordinary measures, essentially accounting maneuvers, to keep everything from the military to Medicare functioning until Congress sorts itself out. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on this.
Yeah, and who knows when that'll happen, David. We appear headed for another round of brinkmanship over raising the debt limit. Republicans in the House say they want concessions, spending cuts. The White House says it will not negotiate over the debt limit. We've heard all of this before, of course. We had a showdown in 2021. Republicans eventually relented, and the debt ceiling was raised a day after the deadline the Treasury gave for running out of options to pay its bills. Now, this time around, the House Republican leadership is facing pressure to hold firm. And according to the Treasury, we have probably until early June, or maybe a bit before that, when accounting maneuvers will be exhausted and the federal government runs out of money.
Lots of warnings that not raising the debt limit would be very disruptive. Some use the word catastrophic. But what happens if Washington waits too long to sort this out?
Sorted out at the last minute. We can look back to 2011 during the Obama administration. There was again a standoff with congressional Republicans. A deal was voted on and signed by the president, but it came just hours before the Treasury's final deadline. And the damage was done. Standard & Poor's downgraded the country's debt rating by one notch. That hadn't happened before. Other credit rating agencies didn't follow suit at the time, and that probably was a saving grace. But a lower credit rating threatens to increase the federal government's borrowing costs. Right now, we're spending a bit more than $50 billion a month just on debt interest payments, and that could go up, which would be the opposite of what Republicans want to achieve.
All right, Nova, thank you. As inflation increased steadily over the past few years, people of color and low-income consumers in general were hit hardest. It's from a new report on inequality out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The New York Fed report says the inflation rate for black households was more than a percentage point above the national average last February. African American and Latino households are more likely to live paycheck to paycheck and spend more of their money on necessities. And those necessities all got more expensive over the past few years. 47-year-old Tammy Gates is an African American single mom in Jacksonville, Florida. She's seen that firsthand.
I need to pay rent. I need to pay a car. I have to drive. I have a payment on that. I have to have gas.
Gates says her grocery bill has about doubled since the start of the pandemic. She had to move after her landlord wanted to almost double her rent. The New York Fed report says inflation inequality became less pronounced as inflation eased in the second half of last year. But Gates says she's still struggling to make ends meet. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Cryptocurrency Bitcoin, like all investments, Depends when you bought it. While Bitcoin is up 25% this month, it's still down 66% from a peak in November 2021. But the ecosystem that supports cryptocurrency is in trouble. The recent bankruptcy of the digital asset exchange FTX. Today, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that a crypto lender, Genesis, could file for bankruptcy protection soon. All of this is making it tough for the companies that use electricity-sucking computer power to create new cryptocurrency, a math and software form of mining. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Across North America, shares of crypto mining firms have crashed, falling as much as 90%, sometimes more, over the last year. That includes Canada's Bitfarms, where Ben Gagnon is the chief mining officer.
The biggest thing is probably just the Bitcoin price in general. It's fundamentally a different business when your revenue is cut by 70%.
Meanwhile, the cost of a key input shot up as the global energy crisis set in, says Ben Harper of Luxor Technologies, which provides software services to the industry.
You have this huge increase in power prices that's happened over the last year, and that's squeezed margins from the cost side.
Back when times were good, crypto mining farms like this sprawling and very loud facility we visited in Messina, New York a year ago, were plowing cash into more mining computers. Stacks of them were set to be installed. Crypto's downturn has culminated in the collapse of crypto exchange FTX in November and the arrest of founder Sam Bankman-Fried on charges including wire fraud and conspiracy. But despite the spectacular demise of FTX, a lot of people in the industry remain positive.
It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of crypto.
Like Russell Cann with Core Scientific, a crypto miner that continues to operate while in bankruptcy protection. Environmental groups say crypto's travails have helped them gain traction. Seneca Lake Guardian has been fighting a crypto miner operating at a fossil fuel power plant in upstate New York. Yvonne Taylor is the group's vice president.
It's pretty validating because, you know, we've been raising the alarm and shouting our concerns at the top of our lungs for literally years about this facility.
No frack gas for Bitcoin mining.
Taylor's group helped push for the nation's first statewide partial moratorium on new crypto mining, signed in November, arguing those projects are at odds with New York's carbon reduction goals. But environmental advocates say for them, this can't be a state-by-state fight. After all, if crypto miners lose ground in one place, many are prepared to pack up and move to another. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And you get over to Party City much? Too many of you just said no. The retailer has filed for bankruptcy protection. It just got a $150 million bankruptcy loan to keep paying employees and suppliers with a view to keeping the concept going. I do see Party City still has plenty of stock on hand for an item labeled the over-the-hill old man cane. $16 to give as a gift to your worst enemy if they have a milestone birthday coming up. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.